Hare Krishna. I am very thankful to Lochan Krishna Prabhu and his...
You must fast all day. And then when you look and see the moon rising in the sky, then you can break your fast with Ekadasi Prasad. And the next day, you should have a big feast prepared to offer to Lord Chaitanya. In those days, there were no deities. He said you should take a photo of the painting of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, put it on altar, and decorate with garlands and flowers. And he said, and on this day, you should read the glories of Lord Chaitanya from the introduction to my Srimad Bhagavatam. And you can also read from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And then have a wonderful feast. On the day of Gaur Purnima, the devotees following this instruction in San Francisco, they were fasting. For these Western people, it was the first time in their lives they ever fasted. Most of them ever heard the word fasting. It was hard enough on Ekadasis to fast from chapatis and rice. What to speak of fast from everything until the moon rises. In San Francisco, they had not yet heard about what you have to do on Janmashtami. This was the first major fast day. So what do they do? Prabhupada said, you just do Sankirtan in the temple. You just chant regularly throughout the day. So they were chanting and chanting, and Shamsundar Prabhu tells, they got restless and excited, and they decided to take the chanting onto the streets and go to where Prabhupada was staying. So they did Nagar Sankirtan through the streets. They didn't know what it was called. They didn't even know that they were doing something that was very traditional. But they chanted through the streets to where Prabhupada resided. He had a small apartment on top of a laundromat. In India, you don't know what laundromat is. It's a shop where people go to wash their clothes. Huh? Something like that. Well, Prabhupada's little apartment on top of laundromat, they went below his window and they were chanting very enthusiastically. And Srila Prabhupada, they didn't know if this was the right thing to do or not. And Prabhupada came to the window and he looked at them and went like this. Now, different cultures have different interpretations of the same thing. In India, this means come. But in America, this means get out of here. Go away. So he went like this, and the devotees thought that Prabhupada's very angry that we took the chanting outside and we're chanting in public, and he's telling us to go. So they felt very sad, and they all left. And Prabhupada kept going like this, and they kept thinking, he really wants us to go. He sent his servant come running down and say, Prabhupada's calling you. Why are you running away? So they came up to his apartment, and then Srila Prabhupada revealed, this is very good. He said, you didn't even know what you were doing. But on this day of Gaur Purnima, Lord Chaitanya from within your heart inspired you to establish Nagar Sankirtan in the streets of San Francisco in America. Srila Prabhupada really took it that it was the Lord within their heart that inspired them. He said, this is our tradition. Now you can regularly go out into the streets like this. That was 40 years ago. Just a few years later, there were Gornitai deities in hundreds of homes and dozens of temples all over the world celebrating Gaur Purnima. And shortly after that, Srila Prabhupada had a plot of land in Mayapur Dham. And he invited devotees from all over the world to come and celebrate the first ISKCON Gaur Purnima in Sri Mayapur Dham. Yadubar Prabhu, in his recent DVD following Srila Prabhupada, has extraordinary rare footage of that Gaur Purnima festival. Srila Prabhupada was still living in a straw hut, and they were just starting some construction in some vacant rice paddies. And many, many devotees from Europe, from America, from Australia, from various parts of India, they gathered in Srinavadweep with Srila Prabhupada to celebrate Gaur Purnima. Srila Prabhupada was a very deep believer in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Paramakaruna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gora Chandra. These two brothers are supremely merciful. They have given what no other incarnation has ever given. The highest levels of love of Krishna, following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, and giving it so freely, without discrimination, not considering qualification or disqualification. All that is required is our faith and our willingness to accept. That is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's mercy. To enter into Vrindavan Dham was very rare. In Krishna's Leela, he manifested his pastimes of Goloka on this earth. But only the purest, most surrendered devotees had access to his divine pastimes. First, one had to surrender everything with no material attachments whatsoever to even approach Radha and Krishna. But Radha and Krishna appeared again in the single form of Lord Chaitanya. Krishna, who has come to taste the sweetness of Radha's love, who assumed her complexion and to distribute that love to the world. He broke through all the boundaries and welcomed everyone into the abode of Goloka with the simple process of sincerely chanting the holy names of the Lord. This morning at Radharas Bihari Temple, Shruti Kirti Prabhu told a beautiful story. There was a morning walk. Many leaders of our society were on that walk. Everyone was very eager to ask Srila Prabhupada questions and hear his answers. But one particular devotee did not say a word through the whole morning walk. At the end, Srila Prabhupada was getting in his car, just about to close the door, and this devotee ran up and asked Prabhupada a question. Srila Prabhupada, he asked with very, very sincere enthusiasm, Srila Prabhupada, how could I best become, what is it I is required for me to become Krishna conscious? Srila Prabhupada answered, one word. What would most of you think that one word was? Srila Prabhupada responded, desire. That is what is required for us to become Krishna conscious. Desire. Everything is based on our desire. Even when we chant the holy names, Krishna reciprocates according to our desire. When we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna reveals the essence of these messages according to our desire. By associating with devotees, by hearing the glories of great devotees, it nourishes our desire. Desire to serve the Lord. Desire to please the Lord. Where there is a strong desire, Krishna empowers us to overcome all obstacles. Where there is a weak desire, we're on our own. What was Srila Prabhupada's desire? At the age of 70, arriving in New York City after several heart attacks, with no money, not knowing anybody, and even his godbrothers and well-wishers back in India were telling him, come back, it's impossible, you cannot do it, you're too old. Sumati Maharaji, she denied him passage on the boat again and again. She says, it's impossible, it's too cold and you're too old. Srila Prabhupada crossed over every possible obstacle because of his desire. Vyabhishayatmaka buddhir ekeha kurunandana. Krishna says, those who are on this path, they are resolute in determination, their aim is one, desire. By the association we keep, by our sadhana, by our prayers, we must cultivate this desire. Without that strong, determined desire, there are so many conditions that will come upon us that will disturb our faith and disturb the execution of our service. So this was Prabhupada's single answer. If you have that strong desire, if you have the right desire, then Krishna will empower you to do everything. That is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, he delivered Jagai and Madhai when they developed that desire. When he was traveling from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan through the Jarikanda forest, he awakened desires. A tiger sleeping on the pathway. He kicked the tiger in the head and woke him up. Wake up, Jeev Jago, Jeev Gago. Because he was touched by the foot of Lord Chaitanya. A desire awoke in his heart by that association. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered the tiger, chant Hari Bol. And the tiger lifted his arms and chanted Hari Bol. Tears poured from his eyes. He became a Paramhamsa devotee. Mahaprabhu awoke that desire. And then he went into some tribal jungle village, whereby from the social point of view, these people were absolutely outcasts. They were considered people with no culture, with very little ethics or morality, practically not even allowed in the cities or the towns or the villages. They just lived in the jungles. They were considered untouchables by the society. But Lord Chaitanya, he awakened within their hearts a desire. And because they had that desire to be Krishna conscious just by his association, he gave them the holy name, he gave them Harikatha, he gave them Prema Bhakti, Krishna Prema, the highest perfection. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaudadveshe Namaha. No other incarnation has ever given such a high standard of spiritual ecstasy so profusely. And all that's required is just the desire to accept it. Faith in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and his Guru Maharaj was what gave Srila Prabhupada the determination to travel all over the world and give Gaur Nitai everywhere. Amazing. 99% of the population of Bombay in India didn't even know who Lord Chaitanya was. But yet, Srila Prabhupada had thousands of people worshiping Gaur Nitai in Africa, in America, in Russia, in Ukraine, in Kazakhstan, in Australia, in Japan, in Korea. Srila Prabhupada told Dhananjay Prabhu to make dolls of Gaur Nitai and distribute them on Sankirtan. And just tell people that they should just offer their pranams and some food to the deities. And he said, even though they don't know who they are or what they are, just the fact that Gaur Nitai will be in their homes, they won't accept any of their offenses, but any if they just bow down, just offer some little food and just offer some little pranam to them, they will make great spiritual advancement. That is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They don't even know who they are. Even if they're engaging in every kind of sinful activities in their home, which they do, if they just offer a little water or a fruit or a leaf and a little pranam, they will make great spiritual progress. Now, if you put Radha Krishna in the home, they'll be finished doing all the things that they're doing. Even Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. The Gaur Nitai are so benevolent, so kind. And then Srila Prabhupada came back to Bombay, 1971, Cross Maidan. Tens and thousands of people, for the first time in their lives, they heard who is Lord Chaitanya. And then Srila Prabhupada built the Radharas Bihari Temple, most popular temple in all of Maharashtra, besides maybe Pandharpur. Certainly in Bombay. Millions of people come every year to have the darshan of Gaur Nitai. And we see how 40 years later, how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's mercy has spread to so many places and affected so many people's hearts by one man's desire. Srila Prabhupada
begged all of us to share that desire with him. There is no greater way of making spiritual advancement than simply accepting Lord Chaitanya's mercy and then sharing it with others. Chant the holy names. Think of Krishna. Remember Krishna and then distribute Krishna consciousness to others. Lord Chaitanya promised, just chant Hare Krishna always and don't criticize others. I will take you back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So how important it is not to criticize others. But how Kali Yuga makes it so difficult to do something so easy. How easy it is to chant Hare Krishna. It's the sweetest of all sounds. It's God's names, all attractive, so beautiful, with so many wonderful melodies, but yet it's so difficult. Recently I was told, someone asked Jayadvaita Maharaj a question at Radha Gopinath temple. Said, according to Lord Chaitanya, nam nam akari bahuta nija sarva shaktis tatrapi ta niyamita smaranena kala ethadrisi tavakripa bhagavan mamapi dura daivamitri samihajani nanuraga. Lord Chaitanya prayed, Krishna, you have many names, and in each and every one of your name you have invested your divine potencies, and there are not even hard and fast rules for chanting your holy names. But I am so unfortunate, I have no attraction for them. Again and again, the acharyas have repeated Lord Chaitanya's word, there are no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy names. So Maharaj was asked, it seems like there are so many hard and fast rules for chanting the holy names. We have to guard against these 10 offenses. We're supposed to be more humble than a blade of grass. We're supposed to be more tolerant than a tree and ready to offer all respect to others. We're supposed to chant constantly. It seems as there's many. We're not supposed to offend others. We're not supposed to engage in illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meat eating. We're not supposed to go to all kinds of crazy cinema houses and eat bogus foods and restaurants. There's many hard and fast rules for this chanting. Why? He says no hard and fast rules. Maharaj said, these rules are not hard and fast. They are soft and slow. Because compared to what one has to do to become purified at any other time without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, it's impossible for the people of Kali Yuga. It's impossible. These are very small things. In the Satya Yuga, you have to give up your family. You have to live off herbs and roots and live in the jungle for 60,000 years absorbed in meditation. Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, he's giving us, by his mercy, he's giving us nice chapatis and parathas and rasgullas and halava and so many nice prasad. Just don't eat meat, fish, and eggs. No illicit sex. Illicit sex, it kills you. It destroys the very fiber of your integrity and covers you with sinful, hellish reactions. It's difficult in the age of Kali. In previous ages, it was just, nobody would do such a thing. It's absolutely unheard of, unthinkable, except for sometimes Rakshasas would do it.
be a nice brahmachari, live in the ashram, dance, sing, worship the deities. It's blissful. If you can't do that, get married to a nice devotee and worship the deity in your home and have nice children and then put them through school and to college and all that stuff. It's very easy compared to Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga. Srila Prabhupada explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the rules that they gave us are the very basic minimum to become purified. Why? Because their mercy is supremely full of kindness and compassion. Dinahina yata chilo harinam udharilo tarasakshi jagai madhai. Even jagai and madhai. All they had to do was just be willing to give up their sins, serve the Vaishnavas, be humble in their attitude, and chant the holy names. And all of their previous murderous crimes were eradicated, and they attained the ultimate perfection of Krishna Prema by simply chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
But it is a process that is a lifetime process. When Mahaprabhu was here, just by telling a tiger to chant, he immediately attained ecstatic love. That was the power of when he was personally distributing love of God. But that same potency is here. But it takes some... it takes some sincerity, it takes some cultivation of desire, but it's a lifetime process. But we should not be impatient, because this life is very short. Even 40 or 50 or 60 years of chanting Hare Krishna and just trying to be Krishna conscious is nothing to attain the goal that Lord Chaitanya is giving us. It's severe austerity for 60,000 years and hardly anyone could attain it in previous times. Here we are living in a city bombarded by so much maya, but yet we can attain that same perfection of elevation to Goloka Vrindavan simply by chanting Hare Krishna in the association of devotees and following a few soft, slow rules. So we are very happy, Lochan Krishna Prabhu, that you have welcomed Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda into your auspicious home. Please worship them very carefully. Know that they're always watching your every move and hearing your every word. Make your whole life an offering for the pleasure of Gornitai. It's very easy, and it's very wonderful. It's so wonderful. How exciting a home becomes when we make Krishna in the center. If we have the proper desire, we could make every day a festival in our home of making wonderful offerings, having nice kirtans, making nice decorations, anytime we like. It doesn't even have to be a festival. You don't even have to go anywhere through crowds of temples. You can do it all right here in your own home. So beautiful. We're very, very blissful to see the sincerity of your families honoring the presence of Nitai Gaurachandra in your home. Thank you very much. And we have a Navadvip Vasi. I was telling that first Gaur Purnima festival. The little straw huts, devotees were staying in tents and rice paddies in Mayapur Dham. So many mosquitoes. And they had to fast too. It was a very austere Gaur Purnima. But Prabhupada wanted to establish it in Mayapur. And the head pujari, even at that time, to the present day, 40 years or 30 some years later, is gracing the occasion today. The crest jewel of all pujaris. The summum bonum of all brahmacharis. That illustrious, effulgent personality who simply loves Krishna, Jananivas Prabhu.
Yo!
He wants to know if we want him to say something.
Hare Krishna. So the first International Society for Krishna Consciousness Gaur Purnima Festival, 1972, in March. And about 70 or 80 devotees came, mostly from America. Europe wasn't so much developed in Krishna consciousness at that time. And Srila Prabhupada came. And the first thing he did actually, or right on that Gaur Purnima day, was to establish the foundation for the Vedic planetarium, the temple of Vedic planetarium, on the small piece of land he had there, which probably is our main ambition. Or the desire to fill the desire of Srila Prabhupada, because it is predicted by Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Krishna consciousness, love of Godhead, will spread all over the world from this temple. So it was the first thing Prabhupada did when he arrived there. He laid the foundation and he gave his instruction to build a very wonderful temple. And he said that actually this temple is already existing. He said Bhaktivinoda Thakur also had the vision of that temple from when he was living across the river. And just like Krishna showed Arjuna his Vishwarup, or his form of time, and he saw that Krishna was devouring all the soldiers on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And saying that already I have killed everyone on this battle, Arjuna, you simply be the instrument. You will get the credit. He says, so actually this temple of Lord Chaitanya is already existing. He said, you simply have to build it. You have to put the bricks and everything. Be the instrument. He said, then you will get the credit. He said, but if you don't build it, Then someone else will build it in the future. But you won't get the credit. So you'd be like Arjuna. You're just an instrument, but Arjuna got the credit for the battle, for killing, for being victorious in the battle. He said, so you'll get the credit if you build this for Lord Chaitanya. At that time, this is in line of Maharaj's, the theme of Maharaj's class, that Bob Cohen was living in the Bhajan Kutir when Prabhupada was there. You may have read that book, Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers. And he was a Peace Corps worker in India, and somehow or another he met Srila Prabhupada. And he would ask questions every night to Prabhupada, and it became it was great. They're very good questions, so all the devotees would sit with Prabhupada every night and Bob Cohen. And one question he asked him was that, he said, someone was, he asked me a question, I was talking to him, and he asked me a question about, you know, a philosophical question about Lord Chaitanya and the Hare Krishna movement, but I didn't know how to answer him properly. And so what should I say? Then Srila Prabhupada told him, he said, first, you become convinced. You become convinced of this philosophy. You become convinced of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You become convinced of the potency of the holy name of Krishna. And you become convinced of your destination of going back to Godhead simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Just simply by that conviction, he said, then you can convince others. So we have that just conviction, actually just conviction in one of the aspects of Krishna consciousness. It is sufficient to take us back to Godhead. And we have that desire to follow it, to put it into practice what we've heard. That desire is sufficient to take us back to Godhead, as Prabhupada said. So it's how many years later? 30-something years later. But at least now, those who were there at the Gaur Purnima Festival, and those who are not, but it looks like they're going to really establish this temple now. They probably start at the end of this year. And it'll take 5 or 6 years before Panchatattva will move there, and Radha Madhava and the Shakis will move there. The external works, cladding and everything, and decoration may be going on for a few more years. But it looks like a very promising time for Krishna consciousness if we actually start after all these years. It was Prabhupada's desire, it was the previous Acharya's desire, it was Lord Chaitanya's own desire, and was expressed to Jiva Goswami by Nityananda Prabhu. So it's a very wonderful desire if we can fulfill that desire, because you are also, although you're living in Bombay, you are part of that desire, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire is Briti Priti Chatuaga Nagaradi Gram Savatra Pracha Hoibi Maranam, that in every town and village of the world, including Bombay, the holy name, so you are doing your part in fulfilling the prediction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by inviting him here in your own home and inviting people to come and simply spreading the glories. Whatever you hear, little bit you hear, you simply repeat that. And then you become a guru of following in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Become a guru and save the land. How do you do that? Become a guru, because it seems a very exalted position. One must have many, many qualifications. But Srila Prabhupada was talking to an Indian community in maybe in Durban in South Africa. And they gone out there to make money. They didn't go out there to practice Sanatana Dharma. They went there to make money. But Prabhupada was talking to a big crowd of mostly Indians in South Africa. And he said, now all of you, you should become gurus. And they were thinking, Swamiji, you know, we left India to make money. We didn't come here to establish our religion or anything like that. He said, but you may be thinking how we can become guru. You know, it takes a lot of qualification. We must have so much knowledge. We must have... He said, no. He said, whatever little bit you know from Bhagavad Gita, whatever Krishna says, that much you repeat. And that is guru, he said. So everyone can become a guru. Krishna says, manmana bhavamadbhak, become my devotee. You tell someone, become Krishna's devotee. That is guru. Always think of me. You tell people to think of Krishna. Offer me with love and devotion. Tell people to offer their food to Krishna. Then you are all gurus. And this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. So specifically, now you've installed Gaunitai, you have to take up the order of your master. You have to become gurus also in this household and invite everybody and tell them about Lord Chaitanya. So you become guru and save the land also. So it's not difficult. So we can all become gurus. So whatever we hear that Krishna is speaking and we hear from the through the parampara, that we repeat. And then we can save the land very easily. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Can I?
Hare Krishna. 기바자야 자야 가우라 하찬데 아르티 카쇼바 기바자야 자야 가라 찬데 아라티 카쇼바 자나비타타바네 자가만나 로바